You're tuned in to Public Radio, KHSU, and as you know and have heard in the news about the Dakota Access Pipeline and Standing Rock, the Sioux tribe there, you've heard about all the conflicts happening there, and a lot of people are there now. Today, I talked with two local people, Conrad Fisher from the Klamath Riverkeeper and Nautez Jackson from the Hoopa tribe.
Hi, thank you for having us.
Thank you. Conrad, I called you to talk about the Klamath River and the work that you're doing, and you and I discussed the water rights for our Native people. Let's start there and then talk a little bit about what Nautez Jackson has been experiencing there.
I've been here less than 24 hours. My colleague here has been here since the beginning, so he has an amazing story. Since you called about the Klamath and water rights in general, I'll just give a brief overview of what has been going on the Klamath. I mean, we all have heard the Klamath is, if we play our cards right, going to witness the largest dam removal in world history by 2020. There are also battles going on about water quality and water quantity. So when people say water rights for tribes or water rights in general, they can mean a lot of different things. We hear a lot about the human right to water, which is the right to water to drink, to bathe, to for basic domestic needs. In California and places where people depend on fish, water rights also means enough water in rivers for fish to eat. And that's certainly the case for the tribes on the Klamath River. So in addition to working to ensure that the dams come out by 2020, Klamath Riverkeeper and I and a lot of other people on the Klamath, including the people of the Klamath Riverkeeper, have worked on both quantity and quality. So on the quantity end, an example is, it was our lawsuit settlement in 2008 that compelled to regulate toxic algae on the Klamath River, and that's ultimately what brought the owner of the dam to the table, because they could no longer relicense the dams without bringing them into compliance with water quality standards. So that was a huge victory. Water on the water quantity tip, Basin is home to one of the poster children of dewatered rivers, the Scott River, which is unlawfully dewatered most summers. Tributaries more and more around Hoopa and Orleans are getting dewatered by the influx of pot growers. And then we have the main stem of the Klamath River, which has been drastically over allocated to the detriment of salmon. So we're involved in actions to restore flows in the main stem as well. And again, the Trinity River, because of a diversion that my grandfather helped build, that takes Trinity River water, which is a tributary to the Klamath, to the Central Valley, means there's a hell of a lot less water going through the Hoopa Reservation. So that's for us, Klamath Riverkeeper, our main campaigns and our goals, which ties very much to what is happening in Standing Rock, because this is a water quantity battle, and it's also the most amazing movement I've seen in my lifetime. What we had after the fish kill on the Klamath River was amazing, but this is surreal and unreal, and I'll let my colleague talk, who was here since the beginning, talk about that. It's an amazing story.
Right. Now, wait, Conrad, before you walk away, so can you both paint a picture for us? I know that there are encampments, and you're with the Klamath River encampment, right?
Yeah, we're both there. What is the kitchen called? Klamath River / California Kitchen, which, yeah.
Yeah, okay. It's nice to set it up for our listeners. So, Nautez Jackson, good afternoon and welcome.
Hello, thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us. Now, you arrived there back in August?
Yes, August 18th we came in. My mother wanted to come over to Standing Rock to stand in solidarity with the people here. She wanted to help feed them, you know, just to kind of, like you were talking, give the backdrop. My name's Nautez Jackson. I come from the Natinawe people, Hoopa, California. My mom is Pat Joseph, the late Tom Joseph, and also the late Leroy Jackson is my father. You know, this is who I am. This is where I come from. We're here to stand in solidarity with the Lakota Sioux over water, you know, because water is life. I know people have heard that slogan, but there's so much more inner depth that they may not quite understand. As the brother here was speaking of, the movement here, the energy here is so amazing to experience, but it's also very traumatizing, you know, with the actions going on around us, you know. My role at camp here is I'm the firekeeper for our medicine fire that the Hoopa people have brought over, you know, so I pray a lot, and I guide people to a healing way, because Mother Earth here is healing her children here. This is what's being established in camp through prayer, through true nonviolence. You know, the message out there that may say we're not lining up with that, you know, I am a witness to it, to say that's false. I disagree with it. You know, Mother Earth, we all believe we were coming here to help her in a way, which we are. We need to stand against this black snake, the DAPL pipeline going in, you know. But what we're receiving here, the ones that are here on ground, on these sacred lands, is they're receiving such a healing in their spirits and their souls, their hearts, all the hurts of just coming from life in general, you know, are being healed. The people here are walking freely in spirit, freely from colonization, freely from any hurt that was caused from anyone or even themselves. She loves us so much that it's a mother's love. She's tired of seeing her children suffer, and that's all of us across the world. And I believe, my personal belief here now is, this is the beginning of the world, healing of the world's children. Yeah, so.
And it sounds like you are keeping the fire and the medicine going there. What has been some of the negative part? I don't know. For some of us, I'm not sure if we're getting the accurate reports from the ground. You know, we've seen that people have been injured with rubber bullets, and it's really cold there, and they're spraying people with water.
Right. So I can I can testify. My testimony as far as the actions and the things that have been causing trauma here, you know, from Morton County Sheriff's, from the lack of leadership from our United States government, you know, I'm a witness. I've experienced, I've also been injured by hand percussion grenade or whatever they call them, these flashbangs as I know them, tear gas, water hoses with a mixture of tear gas in them. They have a sonar energy wave they use, and it's so bad. It hurts your ears so bad. It's when you cover your ears, you can literally feel your guts inside of your body shake, and it's such a weird feeling. It's like, oh, I don't know how to describe it. But yes, they are using these weapons against us. We are going out there. We stand on line. This is when they come near our camp. You know, it's more of a defense action for us. We're trying to stay in line. We're trying to hold camp. We're trying to protect our elders. We're trying to protect our children and women. You see, and we have many women warriors out on the front lines with us because we need the bodies right now. You know, and yes, they cause the chaos when they start injuring us with this. I don't know if people's ever had tear gas or even smelt it or been around it. It's the most terrifying experience and unreal to me. You know, the days after this last Sunday evening, you know, I had to process my emotions, my feelings as a human being. You know, I understood that it's normal and it's okay to feel so hurt, so angry, so bitter, so resentful against them, you know, because what I experienced that night, pulling hurt people out from all these weapons, you know, the sound of everyone screaming, you know, the sound of us trying to tell them, we love you, this and that. You know, but the more they used, of course, people are going to act out in emotion. And they got angry and they wanted to holler vulgarities. Yes, they wanted to do these things back. You know, the people have every right to act the way they want to. We have a few people around here that came here to fight in a way like physical fighting, but they haven't learned yet that this is a fight through prayer and nonviolence. You see, and we have a lot of the bodies here and we're coming together and we're learning together. This is the first time in the history that this many nations has ever come together. We shouldn't expect to know exactly how to do this. It's a learning process for us, and we're open-minded to learning. But the pain and trauma being caused right now from Morton County Sheriff and the United States government, I say that because they're not stepping up. They're not stepping in. They're staying quiet. They're not choosing a side. And therefore, you, to me, have chosen the other side because we're the ones suffering here. We're the ones taking all these terrible actions against us. Morton County Police does not get injured. No one hurts them. You know, they might get their feelings hurt because they got cussed at or something, you know, but no, this is inhumane activity happening here right now. You know, it's such a terrible feeling the following day, the next 2 days, to think about what happened and you see all your family, community members here get hurt in ways that no human being should have to go through across the world. Mm-hmm. I know there's a lot of bad things in the world, but no human being deserves to go through that. You know, and we are a prayer and We are of nonviolence. We have no weapons here, not no weapons.
It sounds like you're doing a lot of great work there, Natez Jackson. We're almost out of time here. What do you have last word for our listeners here in Humboldt County and beyond?
Yes, I ask as a fire keeper and as a prayer warrior, ask the people to self-evaluate your heart, to truly pray the way you know how to ask the Creator or whoever you pray to show you yourself, because we need support, we need help, we need more people here. And please, just look at your heart. Are you a human being, or are you someone that just wants to worry about yourself and your loved one? This is great sacrifice here, but it's also a great honor to be a part of a movement that is going to spread across the world in a loving and kind way to defeat this darkness and evil. Thank you.
Thank you, Natez Jackson. And thank you, Conrad Fisher, for taking moments out of your day there. And keep strong and keep that fire burning. Thank you so much.
Thank you as well.
Yeah, thank you.